What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hype Mike, the sports guy, coming at you so fly. And today, we are going to discuss the Seahawks versus those nasty, nasty Niners, week four of the 2021 NFL season. Y'all, man, shout out to my 12s. It feels good to be in the win column again. Huh. You know, after going through two very nasty weeks, two very, very nasty weeks versus the Titans and the Vikings, it feels good to get a win, and it feels good to get a win against a divisional opponent. Shout out to all my Niners fans out there. Yes, it feels good. Now, with that being said, we didn't play the best game. Just being honest. Look, I'm not one of those fans that can get all excited and just go crazy off one win. All right, yes, we won, but did we play that well? No. No, we did not. Okay, we got another big division game coming up on Thursday versus the Rams. We cannot play the way we played yesterday versus the Rams on Thursday. All right, it's just the facts. Starting off the game, we had 5 3-and-outs on offense. 5. We went 25 minutes without a first down on offense yesterday. 25 minutes. That's the longest any team in the NFL has gone without a first down this entire 2021 season. Like, we can't have it. We cannot have it. We've got to do better. We've got to say enough, and we've got to figure out ways to execute. Look, Chris Carson, starting running back, did not play well yesterday. 13 carries for 30 yards. Russell Wilson, our leader, our savant, our quarterback, did not play well in the first half. Most of the first half, Russell Wilson had 6 yards. I'm going to say it again, just in case anybody didn't quite catch that. In the first half, the majority of the first half, Russell Wilson had 6 yards. Passing yards. That is unacceptable behavior. That will not work. Many times he was overthrowing receivers. And even when he did give them the ball on the dot, they were dropping passes. DK Metcalf, what is going on with you, my man? 2 drop passes yesterday? We did not have the best first half offensively. We were stagnant. Our offensive line was terrible. Terrible. Russell Wilson was getting no time to throw the football. But with that being said, our defense played much, much, much better in the first half than they did our previous game versus the Minnesota Vikings in week 3. They played a much better football game. All right? We made some changes defensively. We set down Trey Flowers. Oh, what a big change that is. Oh, to sit down Trey Flowers, and we put in Sidney Jones. Now look, Sidney Jones got beat for 2 touchdowns yesterday. There's no excusing that kind of behavior. But first game starting, and he still played better than Trey Flowers. He did. He played better than Trey Flowers, and we just needed somebody to play a little better. Shout out to Ryan Neal, flashing all across the field. Ryan Neal, our safety, sometimes it plays a little slot corner. He played a hell of a game. Our nickel defense played great. Obviously, I would like it to be even better, but hey, we got the stops we needed in that nasty first half. End of the first half. The score was 7-7. Why? Because our defense held throughout the entire first quarter, throughout the entire second quarter. That's why. Played a hell of a game. Shout out to our defense, particularly in that first quarter and in the second half as well. We really needed that. We're like a bend, don't break defense. And yesterday we bent a little bit, but we did not break. You know, you look at Jamal Adams. Love to see him. You know, he ended up with 6 total tackles, which is not great, but he made plays. He made plays. Bobby Wagner, of course. Sidney Jones. Quandre Diggs. We got our first interception of the year. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, offensively, you know, we struggled. Russell Wilson had 6 yards most of the first half. Chris Carson, for the entire game, ended up with 13 carries for 30 yards, which is an average of 2 yards a carry, like 2.3 or something like that. It's not going to work. Not going to work. Shout out to Alex Collins for coming in and showing what a running back is supposed to do in this offense. We need to see more of Alex Collins. Now, if you look at the stat line, Alex Collins, our second string running back, ended up with 10 carries for 44 yards and a touchdown. Now, I know you see that and you're like, hey, that's not that impressive. You add that with his 2 receptions for 34 yards. Limited touches, production. That's what we need. That is what we need. In the first half, we're tied 7-7. Now, the third quarter, we started clicking offensively. We started playing our game offensively. Started getting things moving offensively. And San Francisco helped us out. San Francisco was terrible on special teams. They missed a field goal in the first quarter. Then in the third quarter, they fumble a punt. You can't beat that. You cannot beat that. No, they fumbled. I believe they fumbled a kickoff return. They fumbled a kickoff return. You can't beat that. And that's what we needed. That, to me, was the difference in the game. Them fumbling the ball, us recovering the kickoff return. Put us in a prime position to score. But truth be told, we need more turnovers. I love seeing us get the interception. I love seeing us recover the kickoff return that was fumbled. I love that kind of football. That's what we need. Like I said, third quarter really got going. Love to see our receivers, Russell Wilson, spreading the ball around. We didn't have a huge passing game. Russell Wilson with 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. Didn't have a huge passing game. But what we did do was distribute the football. DK Metcalf, 4 receptions, 65 yards. Alex Collins, 2 receptions, 34 yards. Tyler Lockett, even with a bad hip, 4 receptions, 24 yards. Freddie Swain, my guy Freddie Swain, 6 round pick out of the University of Florida in his second year, 3 receptions, 20 yards, and a touchdown. And look, Freddie Swain did not have the best day on special teams. He did not. Put us in bad field position one time, and then he fumbled the ball and had to jump on top of it on a punt return another time. But Freddie Swain showed me something yesterday. He showed me something in that third quarter when Russell Wilson was about to get sacked again. Offensive line, we have to do better. He spun out, classic Russell Wilson, is running toward the sideline, and he launches the ball toward the end zone. I'm having a panic attack. I'm thinking, who's he throwing the ball to? All of a sudden, Freddie Swain comes out of the nowhere in the corner, catches the ball, touchdown Seahawks. That's what I'm talking about. Freddie Swain showed me something right there. Reminded me of Golden Tate back in the day. Reminded me of Doug Baldwin back in the day. Guys that just knew how to get open. Freddie Swain, keep it up. Keep it up. So, yeah, that was the third quarter. We needed that third quarter. We really needed that third quarter. I thought we had a great third quarter in regards to offensive production. Now, look, fourth quarter, thought we played okay. I thought we made horrible coaching decisions. Let me break down why. So, we're in the fourth quarter. We're up 28-14, around 6 minutes left. Now, we've got a 2-touchdown lead, all right? It is 1st and 10. Pete Carroll runs the ball 3 times in a row. 3 times in a row. Listen to me. This, in my opinion, is what separates the Seahawks from upper echelon teams. If you look at our rushing totals for yesterday, we had 28 carries for 105 yards, 3.8 yards a carry, and 2 touchdowns. We are not a great running football team. Now, I understand the necessity to run the football. And at the same time, the best player on our team wears number 3 and his last name is Wilson. When you are up 2 touchdowns with 6 minutes left in the game, Pete's philosophy is, let's put the game in the hands of our running back and in our defense, who have played well thus far. They've held the Niners to 2 touchdowns. That is the wrong philosophy for this particular team. Now, back when we had Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor and the whole Legion of Boom, that was great. We could do that back then. Put it in Marshawn's hand, trust Sherman and those boys to handle it. We cannot do that now. I just said as a team, we ran for 105 yards, 3.8 yards a carry. You do not hand the ball to your running back 3 times in a row with 6 minutes left in the game when you don't have a running back who can really get you those first downs. You do not do that. You do not put the game in the hands of your defense when before this week, we were leading the NFL in yards allowed per game. We were allowing 440 yards per game. Our defense. You do not put the game in their hands. You put the game in the hands of the quarterback with the highest passer rating in football currently, which is Russell Wilson, who has the highest passer rating in football right now. That's who you put the hands of the game into. That's who you put the game into. You put the game in his hands. You understand what I'm saying? You put the game in his hands. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You don't run the ball 3 times and then punt. Do you know sometime what your best defense is? A great offense. Force them to burn their timeouts. Pass it 1 time, Pete. Pass it 1 time in that series. What ends up happening? I'm going to tell you what ends up happening. Trey Lance gets the ball. This is a rookie quarterback. For those of you that don't know, the San Francisco 49ers traded up to the number 3 pick to draft Trey Lance. This is a rookie. This is his first time playing extensive minutes because their quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, who was actually not playing a bad game before he got hurt with a calf, unfortunately had to go out of the game. Jimmy G, outside of that terrible interception he threw to Quandre Diggs, was having a solid, okay game. Trey Lance comes down. He doesn't do it automatically. He struggles. But he got 21 points. They then had to onside the ball that we had to recover. Do you see the frustration in that? It should have never come down to an onside kick to win the game. Like, if we don't recover that onside kick, who knows where the game goes? It shouldn't have come down to that. On that last possession we had offensively with 6 minutes left in the game, Pete Carroll has got to put the ball in Russell's hand and say, Russell, bring it home for us. Bring it home. I'm not saying score a touchdown. I'm not saying throw a moon ball, which is Russell's long ball. I'm saying get us a first down. Don't hand the ball to our running backs to try to do that. Put the ball in the hands of our best player. The reason that's so frustrating is because we battled a rookie and we had to recover an onside kick. Imagine if we're playing Aaron Rodgers. Imagine if we're playing Patrick Mahomes. Imagine if we're playing Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, who we are going to play twice this year, 12-man. That is not smart football. You don't put the hands of your running back to win the game. You put it in the hands of your best player. And mind you, another thing we haven't really touched on, Trey Lance had all the time in the world to throw the football. On that drive that the Niners scored, I think it took them about 4 minutes to come down and score. He had all the time in the world to make a decision. Now, Trey Lance was not, you know, he had jittery feet. He wasn't really in rhythm of the pace of the game. But if you put a top-notch quarterback and you give him that amount of time to throw the football in the NFL, he's going to beat you. He's going to beat you up and down the field. It's not an opinion. It's just facts. So, yeah, I'm happy we won, but I saw a lot of things that were concerning. Our coaching decisions were concerning to me. our defense still has a lot to improve. We have a ton to improve on. Deebo Samuel, who I think is a very good player. You know, he's a solid, he's a good player. Deebo Samuel, the wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. He's a good player. But he should not end the game with 8 receptions, 156 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He just shouldn't. There was a wheel route play where he ran for, I believe it was 67 yards on a reception. He was wide open. There wasn't anybody 25 yards next to him. Jamal Adams was guarding him on a wheel route, and he was supposed to pass him off. He was supposed to pass him off. And there was a miscommunication between him and Sidney Jones. And Deebo Samuel is wide open for a 67-yard touchdown. And there's not a Seahawk within 20 yards of him. That is not acceptable. Trey Lance, even though he struggled, Trey Lance, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, finished the game with 9 completions. That's it. 157 yards and 2 touchdowns. We allowed 2 touchdowns for a guy that basically, because Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt at the end of the first half, basically only played the second half of the game. We gave up 2 touchdowns, 0 incompletions, and 117 passer rating against a rookie quarterback and his first real extensive action. That's what we did. We gave that up to him in a half. 157 yards, 2 touchdowns, 117 passer rating in one half of football for a rookie quarterback playing extensively for the first time. That's piss poor. It's scary. It's unacceptable football. Thursday, we play Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams. We cannot do that. It's unacceptable. It will not stand. It's piss poor. Oh. It's just not acceptable. It's not acceptable. We gave that up. And mind you, the Niners as a team, because we're not even talking about what they did running the football. So we struggled running the football, and they ran the football. 29 carries, 143 yards, 4.9 yards a carry. So basically, they're getting 5 yards a pop every time they run the football. So even though we played better defensively, if you look at it, they ran on us. They still passed the ball on us. The only thing that really was it was Trey Lance was still adjusting to the NFL. I don't think we win this game if we're going against Aaron Rodgers. I don't think we win this game if we're going against Patrick Mahomes. I don't even think we win this game if we're going to go against Kirk Cousins from last week. We have a lot to improve upon. We have a lot to improve upon, particularly on the defensive side of the football and offensively too. I don't want you to think that I'm just talking about defense. Offensively too, Russell Wilson overthrew a lot of guys yesterday. He overthrew a lot of people. A lot of his balls, even though, like I said, Russell finished 16 of 23 for 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. Which is just, But he overthrew a lot of those balls. And then the balls that got into the hands of their receivers, DK Metcalf, I'm talking to you, were dropped. These are the plays that determine who wins football games. We are in the NFC West. Look at the Cardinals. Did you see the Cardinals dismantle the Rams? They dismantled them. The Cardinals are 4-0. Kyler Murray is passing very well. Kyler Murray, the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, he's passing the ball very well, and he is running his tail off. One thing we struggle with in Seattle for all Pete Carroll coach teams is mobile quarterbacks who can run. Couple years ago, Lamar Jackson burned us like a candle. I still remember when Vince Young tore apart USC. Pete Carroll coached teams have always struggled against mobile quarterbacks. We got to step up our game. No and, ifs, or buts about it. We have to step up our game. Like I said, we play the Rams on Thursday. They're not trying to lose two in a row. We need to win this game. If we beat the Rams, that would make us 3-2 in our division. The Rams would then be 3-2, but we would have the tiebreaker versus them. We also would have the tiebreaker thus far in the season versus the Niners, because we just beat the Niners. So what we need to do is have urgency and focus on our mistakes. One, we gotta shore up that defense. The back end looks still completely suspicious. Completely suspicious. Yes, I thought Sidney Jones played better than our cornerback, Trey Flowers. But how much better? I think we have to incorporate Ryan Neal more, whether he's playing the slot or as another safety. More or less in the slot, really. Because I thought Quandre Diggs and Jamal Adams, our free safety and our strong safety, had their best game of the season. Put Ryan Neal in the nickel defense. He's got to be in there. I think we've got to shore that up. I really, really, really liked the fact that our right corner, DJ Reed, went back to his more comfortable side. I think DJ Reed was targeted one time yesterday. Keep him over there. He's comfortable over there. We need to figure out where our guys are comfortable and use them in those positions. So we got to shore up our back end. I thought our linebackers didn't play terrible. I would like them to not have, like, I would like people not to average 5 yards a rushing attempt versus us. That starts with Bobby Wagner. You know, Bobby Wagner, 10 tackles, 5 solo. But I need him to be a leader for everybody else. I love what I saw from Alton Robinson. Finally, I see Alton Robinson again. I feel like I haven't seen him since week one. Daryl Taylor in the house. Woo! Love what I'm seeing from Daryl Taylor. This is really like his rookie year. You know, he got hurt with a leg. He broke his leg as a rookie. So it's good to see Daryl Taylor flash. 3 sacks in 4 games. I love what I'm seeing from him. Jordan Brooks. First sack of his NFL career. 7 total tackles, 4 solo. Love that. But Jordan Brooks has got to be more consistent. He got benched for Cody Barton, our backup linebacker, a couple of weeks in a row. Love what I'm seeing from Jordan Brooks. He's got to keep it up. Linebackers just have to continue to be intense. And then our D-line. I want to continue to see more from our D-line. I'm talking about you, Puna Ford. I'm talking about you, Robert Nimdichie. I'm talking about you, Kerry Hyder Jr. I want to see more from our defensive line. Raheem Green, all of you guys. Like I said, we were supposed to have the best defensive line we've had since 2013. Right now, there's no way I can say that. Absolutely not. I need to see more on all 3 levels of defensive football. Offensively, Russell and his receivers have got to find a way to reconnect. No and, ifs, or buts about it. Got to find a way to reconnect. Overthrown balls, miscommunication on routes, it's unacceptable football. It's sloppy football. Receivers, you got to catch the ball. No and, ifs, or buts. That's literally your job. Catch the football. Running backs, Chris Carson. Man, where are you, my guy? We just paid you. 13 carries for 30 yards is unacceptable. Alex Collins, continue to do what you do. You may end up getting more playing time than you think. And lastly, but certainly not least. By the way, you know, tight ends, our tight end game is so small right now. I know Gerald Everett is out with a concussion, because of COVID protocol. We've got to figure out our tight end game because that will help with our short intermediate routes. But I want to get to this offensive line. My gosh. You guys have got to get yourselves focused. I am tired of seeing Russell get hit immediately off the snap. It's ridiculous. Go over your blitz coverages. Get your minds right. Not just pass protection, run blocking. Your run blocking has been piss poor and pathetic. Oh, shame on you. Offensive line, get focused. Dwayne Brown, it starts with you. You did not have your best game yesterday, Dwayne Brown. I don't want to call you out, but I'll do what I must. You are the leader of that offensive line. You are the left tackle. You are the most experienced player on that line. Get focused. That's what we have to do. If we want to contend in the West, in the NFC, we've got to fix sloppy football. We have to. I'm glad we got the win. I am. We got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. And it starts now. We got the Rams on Thursday. It is a must-win game, 12 man. Do not get it twisted. Do not get comfortable. We are in the NFC West. Get your mind right. Hi, Mike, the sports guy, coming at you so fly. Look, I'm excited. We got more coming your way. I'll see you guys either Thursday night or Friday morning. I am hyped. Let's go. Now we're in it. We're in the thick of it now. Week 4 is done. Week 5's on the way. I love y'all. Peace.